Well, hey, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I am in my kitchen right now and I'm going to clean dishes and get them out of the sink because my husband and I have been doing some good therapy together and we're talking about making protest, which means when you're in a healthy relationship, you can come to the other and say, what is bothering you without it being a threat? And it turns out my husband is not very good at protests. Have I told you that he's British? So he is really good at just sucking it up, keep calm, carry on kind of guy. And, as our therapist has said, that is really useful for the moment, but it's not for longevity. So one of his protests, he actually had to make it up. He had to find one. He didn't, he was, well, not make it up. He had to search really hard to find the protest, and because he literally just lets things roll off his back. So one of the things he asked, could only come to mind for him was making sure that we get dishes out of the sink, which honestly, friend, I could not agree more. And I wish that I had a camera in my home for you all to see sometimes. Well, no one needs to see, but how fast I move through my day is something I'm trying to get away from. It's just been one of those seasons with ministry, and so I eat breakfast. I mean, I live or die by the clock, which that alone sounds ridiculously unhealthy, but I'm working on it. And I have to eat, so I make time to make the food and I clean up things off the counter. I don't like stuff on the counter, so, but then I'll just put the dishes in the sink and, like, okay, I'll get to those later. And some days I get to them later. Some days I don't because I'm so tired by the end of the day. So when I heard him make that protest, I felt the Holy Spirit convict me because it's true. Even I don't like how fast I'm moving. And I want to love him well. And if I don't have time to clean up my own environment as I'm moving through my day, then I've got a problem with time. So I'm working on time. So I figured in that vein, I would save time to come here and clean up my dishes as I talk to you because it's been a long time since I have done anything back on this page or this place. And I think what I realized in this new year is that I guess I just want a space where I can just be Elisa and it can take off the mask of ministry while still keeping some things very much in intimacy. Things the world doesn't need to know everything, but I think it's helpful for us to know the things that can encourage one another. And I wanted to come back and have a place where I can just be Lisa Keaton, and hopefully it will bless you. And much like the page, or if you're finding this podcast somewhere in Substack or iTunes, wherever you're finding it, it says Mama Keats Talks or Lisa Keaton Talks. And I have never been short for words. So we have been in the sugar fast for Revelation Wellness since the second week. I think we started in January 7th or 9th. And y'all, the Lord is speaking to me. I guess that's the good thing about a fast, is it creates space. Speaking of time, it creates a gap where you can't just if it's a food fast, you can't keep eating the same thing you always eat, and you have to consider what else will you put in that place or replace it with, or maybe it's nothing at all, and it just creates margin and space. Whether it's a social media fast, same thing. I feel like that's what the Lord is doing as well, beyond just a spiritual, just a breaking spiritual chains and things that are happening in the spiritual realm, but he's also doing stuff very practically in the physical realm. And I have heard some great things from him. The Lord has put his finger on some things that, you know what, and I'll just be truly honest, because I think it helps us walk in the light and fellowship with one another, according to the book of John. But they were things that I didn't know that were immature of me. Huh. And so the Lord said to me, as I was felt that conviction, I had a lot of grief about it. Like, I felt so bad. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I've been doing this. I didn't know. And I heard the Lord say, oh no, no. You weren't in rebellion, Elisa. You were just in immaturity. You didn't know. And it wasn't time to know until it's time to know, or maybe until you're ready to really know, and maybe until the season is right. And I love that in Song of Solomon, it says, don't awaken love before it's time. Like, there is a time for everything. There's a time for you to know when to move into that next season. And there's gifts and there's calling in that season. And it's always irrevocable. It's like the Lord's always giving us more and more and more. And he's revealing more and more and more of who he is, if we're willing to look and listen. So I have had some sweet intimacy with him. And it's so kind of him. Here's the other thing about making space for him through a fast, saying no to some things so you can say yes to him and his voice, is that it always moves the needle, even if you don't think it is, it does. And I just love that about him. I love that he's faithful and kind, and he just wants our attention. So I have loved this time, and there are many things that I'm going to continue through with this fast. Oh, by the way, many of you know we've been doing a sugar fast, which... sugar is not the devil, everyone. Too much sugar is not good for us. I would like anyone who's listening to this to find me a paper that says more sugar is better for you. You can't. And so as much as I will live and die on the hill of freedom, that we are free in Christ, that we don't subscribe to food rules and laws, and those only lead to more captivity and more laws. But there is a way we ought to go. There is a way. And we're really good at minimizing our symptoms and over-exaggerating our freedom. And I ask you this question. Are we living closer to the times of Babylon or Jerusalem? It's just a question. In my estimation, it feels like we're living closer to Babylon every day. We get closer and closer to liberties that allow us to do whatever we want. And so I'd have to imagine that we have now entered a time where freedom is destroying our freedom more than ever. And so I'm finding delight in the saying no to things. Not because he's going to love me less, or I think there's a reward in pleasing his heart, and not everything is yes. Everything is permissible, but not everything's beneficial. Everything's permissible. We won't be mastered by anything. And so I do not want to be mastered by anything. And that's what the Lord is showing me in this fast, that there are still some little things, Elisa, that are mastering you. And little things, just a little bit of leaven, can ruin the whole lump. That's in Galatians. So just a little bit of self-pride, a little bit of, I deserve this, just a little bit of self-justification. Well, everyone else can. Oh, my friend John Tyson said this to me. What is it? Maybe, I think it was this summer in June, maybe some months prior. It might even been like almost a year ago, because I'm about to go to the Altars Conference in New York City here next week. But if y'all don't know John Tyson, you want to know John Tyson, Church of the City, New York. Just solid, solid guy. And he has said this in a teaching before, and it sticks with me. He said when he received his prophetic, like a prophetic word, someone spoke life over him. Like after he taught his first like teaching and really started like having, there was, people could tell there's something on your teaching. There's an anointing on your teaching. And this was when he was young, like when he was in like youth ministry, but he had a call to be a preacher. And you could tell when he started preaching, he didn't know what he was doing. There was some fire on his message. And he said some older woman in the church called him out after his teaching, pulled him over and said, "Young man, I have a word for you." And he said, "Well, why, yes, tell me." He knew this was going to be coming from an old saint and sage. Whatever she had to say would matter. And she said, "The Lord said to me to tell you, others may, you may not. Others may, and you may not." This is how we get ourselves in trouble with freedom, because other people are, why can't I? Well, other people have this, why shouldn't we? And I wonder how much power and love and a sound mind we're leaving on the table because we think we're free. So the Lord's just been showing me more of that, because there's some places in my life that others may, but Elisa, you may not. Oh, and I think to myself, Lord, I've already given you so much. You want more? Yep, I want more. If you want to give it, Elisa, you don't have to, but do you want to? Always that invitation. It's always an invitation. And I know enough to know, one, I don't want to waste time. And two, if he's calling me to, if there's an invitation, then there's some type of provision of grace. So I'm on that journey with the Lord. How about you? Seeing that we are closer to Babylon, like it feels that way, we are closer to Babylon than Jerusalem. I was reading today in Exodus, and it's when Moses is sent by God to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And by the way, why does his people need to be let go? Let go from bondage, let go from slavery? So they could go into the wilderness, a three-day journey, and worship him. Worship him, offer sacrifices, be God's people with him, 3 days away from Egypt. Isn't that interesting? They actually had to move away from that space. By the way, I taught that this week at the Sugar Fest coaching call. One of the ways to heal from an addictive pattern is relocation. Distance yourself, like actually physically distance yourself from the thing that you do or the habit that you have or the vice that's in your pantry, like whatever it is, like physically distance yourself. And so the Lord calls the people, I need you 3 days away from Egypt. We need some distance between you and Pharaoh. Because Pharaoh, in earlier chapters, before chapter 11, was saying, well, you can just do it here. Like, okay, fine. We'll make your, because things are not going good for Pharaoh. Like, continuously, more plagues, more problems, more plagues, more problems. And I know the whole, but God kept hardening his heart. Well, eventually he says, okay, you can, but you can do it here. And Moses says, no, we can't. We need 3 days away from you. And so in verse 11, the final plague of the firstborns, every firstborn being killed comes to pass. And it says in verse 6, there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been nor ever will be again, right? Because all these people were going to find their offspring dead. Verse 7 says, but not a dog shall growl against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. The Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Man, that is a word. The Lord makes a distinction between the people of the world and the people of his kingdom. There should be a distinction. He wants a distinction. Do we have a distinction? So what are we doing differently? What are we saying no to? Not because we can't, because we can. But it's that reframing of the sacrifice, the living sacrifice, the thing we're saying to the Lord each day. Even though we can, we're choosing not to. So maybe for you it's sugar, or I don't know, negative thoughts, body shaming yourself, hating the stretch marks, cellulite, scars on your body, being distracted. Instead of saying, I can't do that, it's, I can, but I choose not to. That choice, I choose not to, is so empowering. It's in line with self-discipline and sobriety. So I'm fascinated about that right now, and that's the road I'm walking with the Lord. What road are you walking down? What road are you going down that will be a clear distinction that you are not going down the broad road, which is easy? Welcome to the narrow road. All right, well, I gotta go back to picking up some things around the house. Ooh, and here's the kicker, guys. You know how I'm cleaning? My husband's not even home. He's on a work trip. But I'm just staying in the habit of picking up as I leave every room because I want to love him well. So, and I want the Lord to be pleased. Hope this blessed you. A lot of times I just want to come back here and hang out with you and give you some company as you're grocery shopping, doing the thing. And demystifying ministry and leadership. I'm just a girl who fell in love with a God and says, let's go set people free. Talk to you guys later. Peace.